This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: your online friend is overstepping boundaries. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need some advice, although this may not be your area of expertise. I am 27 years old, and I met my partner on a nationwide Facebook group. They have a lot of groups on Facebook, just so you'll know. They have traveling Facebook groups, a lot of groups on Facebook. So
that ain't what this is.
But that, I'm just telling you, because I didn't even know what a Facebook group was at first. But anyway, because of the online group, my partner and I have mutual friends across the country. One friend in particular is trying my patience by blatantly hitting on my partner in direct messages, DMs, and leaving racy comments on my partner's posts. Sometimes my partner's comments can look a bit flirtatious, too. I'm concerned that this friend is going to try to make a move, and my partner is very naive, so this is a big problem. I have told my partner how I feel, and I basically gave them both an ultimatum to stop communicating, but my partner says that I'm just overreacting, and it's innocent. Our relationship is good, but in this age of online dating and quick hookups, this is getting on my last nerve. I do trust my mate, but I feel like there is too much going on nowadays, and nobody cares about being faithful and staying in a monogamous relationship. I don't want to start a lot of drama, but our relationship was going great until this other person started being disrespectful. My partner and the friend are planning to see each other next weekend at a group function, and there is no way that I'm going to sit by and let this friend take what's mine. What should I do? Take what's mine. What should I do? Can my partner be trusted? I'm worried. Please help. Well, from the sound of it, you should be worried because, honestly, this sounds like a relationship with only one person in it, and that's you. I mean, yeah, you seem to be the only one concerned about your feelings. You have told your partner how you feel and what bothers you and all of that, but he continues to keep in touch with this guy who keeps with this other partner who tries to hit on him. But you say your partner's responses to the other guy looks like he's flirting back with him, with his other partner. Your partner is not taking... Steve?
What you keep saying him?
Well, because to me, this sounds like it's two guys. I could be wrong. It could be a girl and a guy. But it sounds like to me, because he said partner, and he's not saying him or her or her. So I'm just saying that. So it may not be. All right, I'll start over.
Shirley.
I'll start over.
No, you're good.
I think it's two guys.
I just heard what you were saying.
Yeah, I think it's two guys.
It threw me. I was just trying to get clarity because I'm next.
Yeah, you are.
But I got to go and rewrite all my damn answers. Go ahead, Shirley, because I got to redo all my damn answers now.
I think it's two guys. It may not be, but anyway. He's flirting back, or the partner is flirting back with your partner. Your partner is not taking your feelings seriously. And not only that, your so-called partner is planning to see this other person this weekend. That's such a red flag to me. That's why, if you guys are in a relationship, is he making plans to see someone else? That's why I say you're in this relationship, it sounds like to me, on your own. I think, you know, you say you trust him, but then at the end you ask, can your partner be trusted? Is this really your partner? The only thing trustworthy about this is that he told you that he was planning to go on this weekend with him. Now, you know, if you want to consider that trustworthy, because he's still going. So if you're not going, you don't know what they're going to do. What should you do? You say, I mean, I think first you have to understand that you don't own this guy. You say you're not going, or this partner. You say that you're not going to sit by and let his friend take what's yours. Well, again, from his actions, he doesn't seem like, or your partner doesn't seem like he belongs to you. All right? He's kind of just out there, you know. He's with you. You say he's naive, but he's also, you know, doing things with this other partner as well, with this other friend as well. So I don't think this is a relationship. You're taking it way more seriously than your partner is. Steve. Yes.
As you are.
You're up.
Go on out there.
It says, yeah. I need some advice, although this may not be your area of expertise. Yeah, it does
okay,
say that.
Well, okay, clear. Because this show ain't. Now, let me just start by saying this. Let's just be 100, y'all. My expertise in relationships, I have found I'm most effective when I'm discussing what goes on between the female and the male. That's been my specialty. That's what my book was about. My specialty is empowering women. So I think the opening of this letter is very telling. It says, I need some advice, although this may not be your area of expertise. Now, I kept waiting on Shirley to say she somewhere in this letter, but she never said. She kept saying he. And that's when I started asking, "What, Shirley, what's happening? Did I miss something in this letter?" And Shirley's absolutely right. It sounds as though these are two men because of the term my partner was a lot, or of same sex, because I hear that a lot when same sex relationships are referring to each other as my partner. So, okay, I'll do the best I can.
It's a relationship, Steve.
Okay. But, you know, I have to be honest because I don't know the parameters. I don't know if the parameters are the same. I don't know. I'm ignorant to it, so I don't know how it works. But I'm just going to say this right here. If somebody is trying your patience by blatantly hitting on your partner in direct messages and leaving racy comments on your partner's post, then, hey, partner. I think something about to pop off. That's what I think.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Now, if these is all dudes right here, then they're probably going to pop off a lot quicker. That's usually how it go.
Well, it says,
when we come back, I'm going to, on this
say
next,
quick
on this commercial break, I'm going
to
go into prayer.
Pop the pop,
I'm going
to
come back
off
with my answer and hope I ain't got much time to give it.
Today's Strawberry Letter and... Steve, we want to hear part two of your response. The subject, your online friend, is overstepping boundaries.
Well, this 27-year-old person is in a relationship with another person. They're in a Facebook group with some other people. And so since they're on this online group, his partner and them have...
Steve Harvey.
What?
Spit it out.
The people that's in the Facebook group, they have mutual friends. And so one of them is trying your patience by blatantly hitting on his partner or the other person's partner because they DMing them and they leaving racy comments on my partner's post. And sometimes my partner's comments can look a bit flirtatious too. There ain't no looking flirtatious. It look flirtatious because it is flirtatious. Now, I'm concerned that this friend is going to try to make a move and my partner is very naive, so this is a big problem. Oh, so your partner don't know nothing. That's what naive is. Ain't hip to the game. Green. Wet behind the ears. Got Similac on their breath. That's what that means.
Yeah.
So now, this is a big problem. You done told your partner how you feel, and you done gave both of them an ultimatum. So you done just went, so when did you do this here? You just went online at the Facebook group and say, hey, you and you, keep on here. Keep on here.
That's what he said.
You hear me?
But why you say it like
I
that?
I know.
Though?
You hear me?
He's upset, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, after you gave him that to stop communicating, your partner came and told you that you just overreacting, that this is innocent. Mm-hmm. Now then you say y'all's relationship is good, but in this age of online dating and quick hookups, this is getting on my last nerve. Then you come back and you say, I do trust my mate. Okay, then what's the letter for?
Right.
You're confusing me.
Insecure. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's too much going on nowadays and nobody cares about being faithful and staying in monogamous relationships. Okay, then you don't trust him.
Right.
Then maybe y'all's relationship ain't good. You said it was, but it ain't. You asked, you gave both of them an ultimatum. Ain't nobody stopped. Your partner told you you're overreacting. I don't want to start a lot of drama. Drama?
Too late.
See, that ain't what... All right, let me just keep going. But our relationship was going great until this other person started being disrespectful. My partner and the friend are planning to see each other next weekend at a group function.
What?
Damn.
What?
So they just in your face with it. Mm-hmm. Your partner and this online friend finna see each other next week at this function. But there's no way I'm going to sit by and let this friend take what's mine. What should I do? Well, it sounds like it's going to be an ass whooping at the group function. That's what it sounds like.
It what, Steve?
It sounds like it's going to be an ass whooping at the group function.
Yeah,
the
it's
group
going down.
About to take on a whole new function. Dude, you finna go to show and tell. This ain't hide and seek. This hide and go get it.
Yes.
Don't stop, get it, get it. Come on, y'all, let's get with it. It's the monkey show.
You and the monkeys.
Finna get up in here. You know how I feel about monkeys, man.
Okay.
Crazy.
Trying to sit by and let this friend take what's mine. What should I do? You know what you got to do, dog. When you get to the event, you got to start swinging.
Yeah. What? As soon as he walks in the door, Steve?
So roll your sleeve up. Turn that corner like you on Jerry Springer. Start taking earrings off. Get your rings out the way. If you got shoes on with a too high heel, get them off. Mm-hmm. Come around that corner barefooted and windmill it. And whoop it. Now, what you gonna do is, now, just like on Springer, your partner gonna try to break y'all up.
Okay.
Oh, this finna be, I sure wish I could tape it. I don't know where this group function gonna be, but I can get a camera crew over there if you just tell me when it is.
Now, Steve.
We can't promote violence, you know that.
Violence is the answer, right.
Somebody pushing up on my girl. I done told him not to push up on my girl.
Yeah.
Y'all say this just relationship, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a fight.
Now, you pressing up on mine, I done asked you not to. And you keep on. So when I see you, what I'm supposed to do?
Press.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you have a point there.
I'm asking you what you want me to do.
Have a discussion.
If you put it that way.
Have what discussion? I told y'all. I told you at the top of this damn letter. I didn't like it and I want it stopped. You talking about you being innocent and I'm overreacting. And I asked you all that.
Yeah.
Now y'all are planning to see each other at the group function?
His partner's doing the most.
Busy.
Dysfunction. I'm coming in flat.
Vaseline.
I'm not wearing this heel with this boot on. I'm coming in with flats. I got some Dolce slippers. I'm going to just turn this corner and just, it is what it is.
Start to whooping on that. All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
See you at the function.
Is Steve right?
Monkey ass. See you at the function.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.